Chapter 9. The Future for Chimpanzees. In Senegal now, there are many threats to David and his group. Their habitat is getting smaller because many farmers need more land for their farms. The farmers start fires to burn down the forests. Then they can start to farm the land. And some other people hunt and catch chimpanzees for food. And now people have found gold in the group's territory, and more people are coming in to look for it. They use a lot of water, and soon the rivers are very dirty. The chimpanzees cannot drink from them. These people build new roads and dig a long way down into the ground, looking for gold. They start fires too, and burn down trees and other plants. There are a lot more people in David's territory than before. Across Africa, chimpanzees have the same problems. Chimpanzees and bonobos are very like humans, but humans have not been good friends to them. Every year, there are fewer chimpanzees in Africa, and the future does not look good. Maybe soon there will be no more chimpanzees in the forests. There will only be chimpanzees in zoos. People have moved into chimpanzee territories, and people still hunt chimpanzees to eat, or catch them to sell to zoos. Some people buy chimpanzees to keep at home, like a dog or a cat. And because chimpanzees do not have a lot of children and live a long time, it is hard for their numbers to go up again. The number of people in Africa is growing very quickly. There are 1.2 billion people in Africa now, but there will be more than 2.5 billion people in Africa in 2050. These people will need land and jobs. They will burn down more forests and take more land for farms. They will hunt animals for food. The threat to chimpanzees will get bigger. Some people are trying to help chimpanzees and to stop people moving into their territories. But in many countries, their territories are getting smaller, and people are still catching or killing chimpanzees. The chimpanzees' habitat is getting smaller.